Welcome to the Walking Leader 365, going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Today is Thursday, January 11, 2018. Now, continuing with self-improvement, let's look at it this way, a different way. Self-improvement is self-mastery. You're mastering yourself. One thing to know about mastering things is you never truly do master. But you know what? You work at trying to. See, self-improvement and self-mastery are not two different things. They are the same, however, because they both are about holding ourselves accountable, you know, that's where it becomes rough. That's where it becomes difficult. That's where people start taking a different road and a different approach to dealing with self-improvement or self-mastery. See, we have to constantly be evolving. We have to constantly be growing. We cannot do so if we don't hold ourselves accountable. See, at some form or another, whether we want to admit it or not, we're holding ourselves accountable. We're raising kids and we're telling them, hey, behave this way. And I'm telling you to behave this way. And yet, way too many parents go around and doing something totally different. And they think it's perfectly normal for them to tell the kids to do as they say, not as they do. Yet, they're surprised and dumbfounded when they catch their kids doing that. See, somewhere the cycle has to stop. That's where self-improvement and self-mastery comes in. Because you are holding yourself accountable, you're going to put yourself in a better place. Yes, I know no one wants to be told what to do, even if it's us, ourselves, that are telling ourselves what to do. But we have to. We have to. And that's how you break a cycle. That's how you improve. That's how you become a master of your own life. Folks, have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.